The monumental complex of St. Francis in Cuneo welcomes you to the exhibition Canaletto, Fanfittle, Bellotto, The Great Theatre of Cities, masterpieces from the National Galleries of Ancient Art, curated by Paola Nicita and Yuri Primarosa, presented by the Fondazione Cassa di Risparmio of Cuneo with the collaboration, now in its 30th year, of Intesa San Paolo. This exhibition features Gaspar Fanfittle, Giovanni Paolo Panini, Giovanni Antonio Canal, known as Canaletto, and Bernardo Bellotto, artists who, through their works, created a new image of Rome and Venice within the context of the Europe of the Grand Tour. Among the cosmopolitan and enlightened cultural milieu of the 17th and 18th centuries, a passion for the ancient inspired painters, turning cities into the stage of a magnificent open-air theatre, captured by a photographic gaze and poetic involvement. Travellers relied on the images in paintings to remember the places they had visited, from their first stopover in Rome to their final destination in Venice. Not only did these depict famous monuments, but also traditional festivals, religious ceremonies, customs, and social events. Like the artists of the Grand Tour, the works selected for the exhibition have also travelled across Italy, from Rome's National Galleries of Ancient Art to Cuneo. The Dutch artist Gaspar Fanfittle played a leading role in the creation of majestic architectural compositions, thanks to his skillful use of the science of optics. His realistic yet at the same time idealized vision of the urban landscape helped transform the genre of the veduta, or view, opening up new possibilities for future generations. The Piacenza-born painter Giovanni Paolo Panini, on the other hand, became the undisputed master of the contrived vedute, composed of ruins immersed in nature and put together imaginatively to form sublime yet credible images. It was the Venetian painter Canaletto, however, who would modernize the compositional layout of the veduta. Thanks to a rare pictorial talent combined with a profound knowledge of perspective, he offers the most creative artistic interpretation of the genre. Finally, Bernardo Bellotto followed the meticulous method of his uncle and mentor, Canaletto, and achieved his zenith in the almost Flemish precision of his compositions.